by Barbara's lovely artwork here and these pretty flowers. I'd like to welcome you. It's my privilege. I'm David Powell, and we're going to remember and to celebrate the life of Barbara Maupin. In 1997, an American writer named Mitch Albom wrote a novel called Tuesdays with Maury about a man who visits his aging sociology professor. Well, instead of Tuesdays with Maury, I've enjoyed Sundays with Barbara. And instead of a novel, this story is true. About 3 years ago, Barbara appeared on our prayer list here at Vandalia, and before that time, I'd met her only briefly, but had found out she lived at the end of my block. And so when I contacted her, she was recuperating at home after a hospital stay, and I offered to visit on a Sunday afternoon to bring her the church bulletin and share the Lord's Supper with her. And so began a Sunday afternoon tradition, and it's Sunday afternoon again. During those visits, it was my privilege to hear Barbara's stories, and Barbara had lots of stories. She was born Barbara Lacey in Turkey, Texas, on Columbus Day, October 12, 1934, and she liked that her birthday was also a school holiday. Barbara was the daughter of Jack and Velma Lacey, who owned the local dry goods store in Turkey, and her grandfather had started the store, and it's still there. And these days, Lacey Dry Goods is run by Barbara's younger sister, Dolores, and her husband, Hubert. And I assume all of the family's gotten in on that at some point in time. Barbara remembered sitting on the hat table as a little girl to keep the customers from stealing hats. She had stories of going with her parents to market in Dallas. And of taking long road trips every summer on vacation. And I heard about some of those road trips. Barbara's mother, Velma, was famous for her cooking. And there was always something, someone extra at their table, whether it was a visiting preacher or a visiting salesman whom Jack had brought home from the store. Velma was also known for examining the latest fashions in Dallas and then coming home and making them herself. She could sew anything, said Barbara. Jack and Velma were also active in the local Church of Christ, where Jack was eventually appointed an elder. Well, as Barbara grew up in Turkey, she soon learned to read. And once she did, she read everything she could find. Her third grade teacher kept a shelf of books in her classroom for loaning to students. And once Barbara had read all of those, the teacher suggested she visit the local library, which Barbara didn't even know existed, but became one of her favorite places thereafter. Barbara was reading books on tape by the time I met her, and her favorite book besides the Bible was The Robe by Lloyd C. Douglas, and she made me read that. Oh, excuse me, I got to read that and share that with her, because it really was one of her favorite things. She had also read every Louis L'Amour novel many times. Barbara loved to sing and came from a family that loved to sing. One of her favorite tapes was of an extended family gathering where many voices long gone were joining in song. Barbara briefly had a music teacher who introduced her to music, but the teacher moved away, and it was one of Barbara's regrets that she had never received formal music training. However, if you've been to Barbara's house, you know there's an organ just inside the door where Barbara spent many hours teaching herself music. Barbara graduated from Turkey High School in 1953, and her class went to New Orleans for their senior trip. Heard all about that. Barbara then attended Abilene Christian College for a semester, where the football team befriended her so she could help them with their grades. Next came a semester at West Texas State. Barbara told stories of driving out of her way on the way home from college so she could visit her grandfather, whom she called Grand John. And Grand John had lots of stories himself. He told her stories of being a real cowboy and of the time he and his horse miraculously made it home over rough terrain in a blinding blizzard. After 1 year of college, Barbara quit to marry Eddie Maupin, and they lived for a short time in Amarillo before they moved to the Dallas area. And Eddie was a great salesman, and he went far in sales, first in insurance and then working with a partner in the sunglasses business. And soon they were traveling all over the country, and Eddie was training others how to sell sunglasses. Eddie and Barbara and their daughter, Farrah Lynn, made a very comfortable living there in Dallas, and then Barbara enjoyed fine dining in the theater in a cabin at Runaway Bay. But the dream and the marriage would end suddenly and tragically. And when Barbara would share this part of her life, she always talked about how she learned to depend on God like never before. And God helped her get on with her life. She had taken an interest in art during that year in college, and now was her opportunity to pursue that interest. She took art classes at the local college, not to get a degree, but just because she wanted to learn about art. She had individual art teachers as well, and one in particular really impressed her because he taught her how to recognize not only when a painting is bad, but why it was bad and how to fix it. About this time, the joy of Barbara's life, her grandson Nathan, was born. Nathan's mom and dad wanted to go to college at Texas Tech, so Barbara bought a house in Lubbock, and they all moved here together, and that's where she lived the remainder of her life. Well, after they came to Lubbock, these were blissful days to Barbara, and she talked often of the healing that came with the many happy hours she spent with her grandson. She loved to tell of the time later on when she and 15-year-old Nathan visited Germany together. And she loved to show the picture on the refrigerator of Nathan and all those cousins. Barbara sold Tupperware and was one of the best Tupperware salesmen in her region. But her love was teaching China painting classes, which she did out of a studio in her home for many years. And several of those students went on to accomplish great things in the art world. But mostly, they were her friends. I've already heard one of them say that. Mostly they were her friends, and we are blessed to have some of those students with us today, and especially Hazel, to whom she was very close. Barbara went to the church at the 49th NL Church of Christ, more of which later, and for many years to Quaker Avenue Church of Christ, and many of those friends are here today as well. Barbara spoke lovingly of her friend Nellie Langford, and of the day that David Langford brought a group from Quaker Avenue to sing at the nursing home. Barbara was not here at Vandalia very long, but she loved to take Nathan to lunch on Sunday afternoons, along with David Shelburne and Mike Exon. And there were neighbors, especially Don and Cindy, who lived across the street. And Don kept Barbara's yard for years. And Cindy became a very special friend, especially in the final months. And those final months have not always been easy. But all of us, as we tried to be a friend to Barbara, have wonderful memories of moments when she was a friend to us, times when she fed us, or prayed for us, or comforted us, or helped us through our own trials. And so we will hold on to those memories with great love and affection.